I want to, in particular, acknowledge the role that they played in the aftermath of the Chrysler explosion, where they've been very proactive, and there's going to be a recruitment there very, very shortly in relation to community workers and administrators and youth workers. So that's really, really important.
There have been concerns some time ago when the rules governing leader and its distribution were changed slightly, giving local authorities more say, and there were fears that was that going to take it out of the hands of the communities and put it into the hands of politicians. You believe that the way DLDC has built and developed over the past while, those fears were unfounded?
Yeah, well, look, I think a fear is a fear, and it was a genuine fear, where there was a great track record of grassroots distribution of money. But like with any large entity, such as this company, there's a lot of money involved, there's a lot of taxpayers' money, and to have that checks and balance coming from the council is really important. And look, at the end of the day, there's members of locally elected members that will ensure that communities will be looked after, and I think that the proof's in the pudding, and that's been happening this past number of years.
And you believe, as far as DLDC and its work is concerned, the only way is up?
I think so, and it'll evolve and it'll change and it'll be different again, and there's a great personnel here, there's a work ethic, there's a creativity here, and that'll continue because a handas a goal hagan denye ve parchilas and colachot the shi into tawag the funyam and kondi a gohari for honye the country ear gold the faster.